Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, boys, and girls, what's going on? It is the Greg Squirrel Show on a Wednesday night. All I can say is it's been one of those days. You know, you think you're going to get this thing up and running, and then all of a sudden, everything just goes to heck in a handbasket. But hey, we are finally here. We are finally on the air today for the Greg Squirrel Show. Once again, if you didn't hear my announcement Monday, we're going to an hour. So we are still looking for a good time. Several people have said the 3 o'clock hour is fine, 3 to 4 p.m., but we're still taking, you know, we're still asking. So, starting Monday, we're putting it on Facebook as we speak. Starting Monday, the Greg Squirrel Show goes to 1 hour, not 12 hours, 1 hour. So we need to know what would be the best time. So we're posting that on Facebook right now, that starting Monday, we do go to an hour, and we're just asking people what is the good time. We got our chat room up and running. We got my Facebook page. We got the Greg Squirrel Show Facebook page. So plenty of places for you to go and leave your comments. If you want to call in, 323-642-1128 is the phone number, 323-642-1128. Quickly, let's hit our sponsors. Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma, thank you for being a proud supporter of the Greg Squirrel Show. Matter of fact, we're going to be in Muskogee November 5th, 6th, and 7th, I believe, are the dates. We got a big Muay Thai tournament taking place over at Muskogee at the Muskogee Civic Center. I'm going to be there doing the ring announcing. So definitely invite everybody. If you're a fan of Muay Thai fighting, come check that out. So we got that going on. Next Saturday, right here, Springdale, Arkansas, All-Star MMA is going to be having their big event over at the Springdale Civic Center in Springdale, Arkansas. I'm going to be there doing the ring announcing for that big event. So we definitely invite everybody to come out for that. You can find them on Facebook, All-Star MMA, and get that ticket information. No, we're going to be back in Springfield, Missouri for the Adrenaline Fight League at the legendary Shrine Mosque Auditorium. We want to fill this place out. Call your buddies, call your friends, and get out and support Adrenaline Fight League. Once again, that's November 15th, Springfield, Missouri. And you can also find them on Facebook, Adrenaline Fight League, and get your ticket information for that. We want to say thank you to Max Sunglasses. High-quality sunglasses. It's all in the high-def lenses. I can set you up with a pair. I got my show special. If you send me a message during the show, you get one pair for $19.99 or two pair for $30. So there you go. I'm going to save you $10 on the second pair. All right, so Max Sunglasses. We also want to say thank you to the family, the Herbalife family, Moxie Nutrition, Lowell, Arkansas, Inside World's Gym. We also have Live Right Nutrition down right off the square in Rogers or downtown Rogers. Go check them out. We also got Nutrition Hog. Make sure you visit those folks. And, of course, we got the folks at Fayetteville Nutrition off Joyce Boulevard. Nutrition Hog is located off Township. If you're interested in losing weight, getting healthy, not just losing weight, but getting overall healthy, I can sit down, I can talk to you, tell you what it's all about. Give me a call, 479-236-1007, and we will hook you up. All right, I'm trying to remember if I have anybody else I need to talk about. We want to say hello to all the folks in Rage in the Cage over in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Tony and Darlene, and, of course, the legendary Clint Davis with Extreme Fighting, Inc. down in Fort Smith. We want to give them a big shout-out tonight. All right. I think we got pretty much all the sponsors. Let's talk about what's going on in sports world. How about it? It's a postseason baseball, ladies and gentlemen. The Giants, or the Giants or the Nationals, can't remember. Crap. But anyway, St. Louis is in there, okay? So St. Louis and making it to the playoffs, they'll be back in action starting, I believe they start their first game Saturday. I'm looking it up right here on my schedule because I do have the schedule right here. That's right. It is going to be Frisco. So the first two games are at home, Saturday and Sunday. Monday will be a travel day. Then they go to Frisco. So there you go, St. Louis. But, hey, let's take run over to the other side of the state. How about Kansas City? That's right, Kansas City Royals. They are in the playoff. They start their division American League Series with the Baltimore Orioles. So that's going to be a good series right there. I believe their first game is Friday. I'm looking that up right now. Let's see, where is that? Where's the schedule? Yes, the St. Louis or Kansas City and Baltimore. That's the next one there. So St. Louis and Baltimore, they get their series started Friday at Baltimore. First two games there, then they go to Kansas City for the next three. Their first two definitely, maybe three if needed. So there you go. So, I mean, I'm excited about the prospect of a possible All-Missouri World Series. If you want to call in, 323-642-1128 is the phone number. If you want to call in to the Greg Squirrel Show, we're putting that on Facebook. Call in now to the I got to learn how to type better. Call in now to the Greg Squirrel Show, 323-642-1128. There you go. All right. So we got that up and running. Jermaine Taylor, ladies and gentlemen. Now, a lot of people are questioning the fight tonight due to the Jermaine really hasn't been in a boxing ring in almost a year. He's had some legal stuff that he's going through. But Jermaine Taylor, ladies and gentlemen, is your new IBF middleweight champion. He defeated Sam Solomon, unanimous decision. I never really heard of Sam Solomon before tonight, but you got to give the guy some props. I mean, he apparently in the interview after the fight, he apparently injured his knee going through some final training preparations yesterday, and he tweaked his knee. It's the same knee that he's had problems with before, and he was able to come back. Well, apparently, like I say, Wednesday night or Tuesday night, going or Tuesday sometimes, going through some final training stuff, getting ready for his fight with Jermaine Taylor. He tweaked his knee again, and the knee basically started giving out on him in the seventh round. But the dude, but the guy being the warrior that he is, I mean, I started my ring announcing career calling boxing. And, you know, I've been in the ring with Bernard Hopkins, Alan Green, some of the good boxers across the United States. Not a big fan of Bernard Hopkins, but I have been in the ring with him. Josh Claudio, Miguel Cotto. I mean, some great fighters I've had the pleasure of being in the ring and announcing their fights. And Sam Solomon, another one. And I give Sam big round of applause for not giving up. He could have just as easily thrown in the towel, but I'm done. But he hung on for 12 rounds. Once again, Jermaine Taylor, bad intentions. Had the red trunks with the white hog on the butt, and he's the new IBF middleweight champion. Now, like I say, a lot of people are kind of questioning the fact that he's been out of the ring for almost a year or more. But he came back. He got the title shot. Everybody's questioning that, but you got to give the guy credit. He is a former heavyweight champion. So, you know, Jermaine was back. The fight was down in Biloxi. I believe it was Biloxi, Mississippi, fighting down there. I watched the fight. That's why we were a little late getting on the that's why we were a little 30 minutes late getting on the air tonight. I watched the fight. I mean, depending on some out-of-the-ring stuff, if he can get back into the swing of things, it can protect his head. You know, Jermaine Taylor may hold on to that belt for a while. You could definitely tell he hadn't been in the ring a while, but towards the end, you could see some of the rust was falling off. 323-642-1128. The Greg Squirrel Show is on the air. So phone lines are open. If you're listening tonight on Blog Talk Radio, we definitely invite you to call in. We also, as always, invite you to listen to our replays. You know, all of our shows are pre-recorded, so you can go back and listen to the replay. Arkansas, big game this weekend. They got Alabama. And I don't know if I want to be playing Alabama right now. Alabama, they just came off losing to Ole Miss. And what the crap is that stupid teddy bear that we got? Somebody answer that for me. But anyway, Arkansas, I honestly think Arkansas can win it. And I say that just about every game. But if Arkansas plays to the potential that they have shown and they can do it for a solid four quarters, I think Arkansas can beat Alabama. Now, some people may think I'm loonier than an outhouse rat. Okay, then let me be it. But, hey, you know, it is what it is. 323-642-1128. Call in. Express your opinion if you want to talk about that game. All right. Once again, we're kind of looking over on the Facebook. And just kind of looking down, seeing what's going on. Let's run down my list to see here. People we want to give shout-outs. Phoebe, Tammy Moberly, Aaron Kimball, Cindy Montgomery, Wendy Richardson, Chelsea Gutierrez, La Mega Ashy Leach, Brian Center, Carolyn Gore, Jonna Lewis, David Santill, John Wolf, Carmen Holiday, Albert the Spider Monkey Mendoza, Diana Haggerty. Oh, hey, David Grayson. We got to give a big shout out to went and participated in another tournament. I'm not sure if it was Naga, but came home with another title. David Grayson's bad, boys and girls. He is a bad man. I'm glad he's my friend, so I don't have to worry about getting beat up by him. But so anyway, David Grayson. He's got like 13, 14 titles from different North American Grappling Association. I mean, this guy has literally traveled all over the United States, and he goes up against some of the best of the best, and somehow he manages to come home with gold, silver, whatever color, whatever metal the belt is made out of at that event. He keeps coming home. So a big shout-out, David Grayson, just another belt. I think he said he was going to start just handing them out to fans. So he's got more belts at home than he knows what to do with. So anyway, big shout-out, David Grayson. Who else do we want to give a big shout-out to? I mentioned Albert the Spider Monkey Mendoza. Oklahoma City, Rage in the Cage, going to be in action this weekend. No, it's next weekend. I'm sorry. They're in action on the 17th at the Farmers Market in Oklahoma City. So if you're in the Oklahoma City area and you want to check some good MMA action, check out Mike Crawford and the folks with Rage in the Cage. Oklahoma City, Farmers Market, I believe, is where they're going to be at. All right. We mentioned the Razorbacks, Oklahoma. Oh, yeah, we got to mention this. Or my Oklahoma buddies, they're going to come stop a mud hole in me. But, hey, this weekend is the Red River Shootout. Oklahoma, Texas, Boomer. I said it. That's right. Boomer. David Grayson just sent me an email or a text message on Facebook. He was in L.A., and he won his third IBJJF No-Gi World title last weekend. David, you're a bad man, Bubba. I love you. I love getting to visit with him every time I run into David. I just enjoy visiting with him. And so there you go. But now back to the Red River Shootout, Oklahoma, Texas. Who's it going to be? I mean, this game can really go either way this year. Texas, Charlie Strong, their new coach, he really kind of set the foot down for Texas during the preseason to the fact that he had them peel all the logos off their helmets, off their uniform, off their practice uniforms. Anything that had the Texas logo on it, the Longhorn logo, he took them off, and he said, you guys will not be allowed to put these logos back on your uniform till you prove you deserve to have these logos on your uniform. So there you go. The big Ebola scare going on right now. Everybody just be careful who you come in contact with. That's the best I could say about it. I really don't know the ins and the outs of Ebola, but I'm just asking all my friends, please be careful who you come in contact with. If you have known anybody that's been to West Africa or South Africa or whatever Africa, just be careful. I mean, that's really all I know to say. I don't want to be losing any friends. So I don't have very many friends, so I don't want to be losing the ones I have. We got about 10 minutes left on the show, so we still got a little bit of time for you to call in, 323-642-1128. Dallas Cowboys pulled out a big victory this past Sunday against the Texans in overtime, 4-1. Who would have figured the Cowboys were 4-1? I was kind of shocked when I heard that. I thought they were at least 2-2, but when I heard that they were 4-1, I'm like, what's up? Where have I been? There's no telling. I'm just a goofy little man with a goofy little radio show with goofy friends. All right. Minor league hockey is up and running. Minor league basketball. Is it still minor league hockey? I don't know. But we did want to announce that the Buffalo Bills have officially been sold, and they are remaining in Buffalo. So there you go. Dallas Mavericks. You know, you're going to be hearing a lot of the Dallas Mavericks on the show. They got Chandler Parsons from Houston. And Chandler Parsons, not to be blasting Houston, but Chandler Parsons says, Dallas is nicer and cleaner than Houston. I'm like, yeah, I got a sister that could probably vouch for that. I got a sister that lived nearly 500 years down in Houston, or at least it seemed like 500 years. So, anyway, hope to see some good things out of the Mavericks this year. Oklahoma City Thunder, haven't really heard much out of them this preseason. So, we'll be keeping the ears towards that. And then, of course, there's the Memphis Grizzlies. They're right down there across the bridge. Anxious to see what happens with them this year. So, like I said, I'm just kind of, I don't know what's going on, but there's just been a lot of rumors and talk going around. Maybe Brock Lesnar may be returning to MMA, UFC. Be anxious to see what happens. Rosemar Palhares and John Fitch, they're going to be the title fight headliner at World Series of Fighting number 16 for the welterweight championship. All right. Eduardo Dantes, Bellator bantamweight champion, says, I will fight anybody, anytime, anywhere. So we're going to be anxious to see what happens to that. Rick Story, UFC Fight Night Stockholm, suffered a broken ankle in the second round of his UFC Fight Night 53, and he still won the fight against Gunnar Nelson. That's stones. All right. Ronaldo Zuza has undergone a second elbow surgery, and so he's hoping eventually he'll get a shot at the UFC middleweight champion. Chris Cyborg is on track for 135, and so Cyborg's making a run at Rousey. She's working at getting the weight down, so you know, we may be seeing Rousey Cyborg. We'll definitely keep a shot on that. Jake Hill, he says the hunger is back and he's ready to get back in the cage. Farah Zahabi, head coach, Georgia St. Pierre, he was in an interview earlier this week and he believes that St. Pierre will fight again. TJ Grant says there's no timetable for his return after suffering a concussion. So keep him in your thoughts and prayers. Even if he don't return to the cage, we hope he just gets healthy. Wanderlei Silva still saying he's still going to fight to be able to get back in the cage. He's been suspended, so he's still fighting. Chris Mendez, he is still talking smack with Jose Aldo, and he just flat come out and says, I'm in Aldo's head. Rory McDonald Farah Zahabi, who is Rory McDonald's coach, that he should wait for a UFC title shot instead of immediately going out there. And, you know, I believe, you know, the guy needs to prove himself. You know, nothing burns me up more than anything than seeing some of these fighters just handed title fight. I mean, perfect. You know, I got, you know, just like Jermaine Taylor. Should he have had a couple of other fights before getting back, before getting a title fight? I agree, yes. But, you know, I'm not the one that books the title fight, so there you go. All right, just kind of glancing down, seeing if there's anything else that I need to talk about. Josh Burtman will be making his return to face Hector Lombard at UFC 182. So he's getting back in there. Antonio Nogueira wants to fight Frank Mir. So hopefully we'll see that. Rashad Evans wants Alexander Gustafsson on his return to UFC. I mean, a lot of people come barking out there saying, hey, I want you. So we're just going to have to see what Dana White has to say. We got about 3 minutes left on the show. Once again, I want to thank everybody that's been listening out there tonight. Once again, let's say thank you to my sponsors, Max Sunglasses. If you want a great pair of sunglasses, you got until midnight. If you leave a comment on my Gregory Squirrel Facebook page, you can get one pair. They got high-def lenses, and I love these sunglasses. I got my pair back around February, and I've not worn another pair of sunglasses since then. I've gone without if I couldn't wear my sunglasses. Max Sunglasses, $19.95 a pair, or if you leave a message on my Facebook page between now and midnight, I'll give you the second pair for $10. So $19.99 for one pair or two pair for $30, which basically saving you $10. So you get two great pair of sunglasses. All right. We also want to say thank you to Moxie Nutrition, Live Right Nutrition, Nutrition Hog, and, of course, Fayetteville Nutrition, all members of the Herbalife family. Once again, like I said before, I've lost 30 pounds, ladies and gentlemen. I started out in a size 48 jeans, or 46 jeans. When I started my weight loss last year, 46 jeans, I'm now down to a 38. So if you're wanting to lose weight, get healthy, give me a shout, 479-236-1007. If you're outside the state of Arkansas, call me at 888-361-8725. And I will give you some of the details on Herbalife. It's great stuff. Boost your energy, boost your metabolism, and it'll just help you get healthy. Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law. We want to say thank you to those guys for supporting the Greg Squirrel Show. Who am I missing? Bion Apparel. Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services, E&B Boys, Ultimate 80s Party Band. If you got a party coming up and you want a great, and you, the lady just shouted in my ear. If you got a party coming up and you love 80s music, we invite you to check out E&B Boys. You can find them on Google them. You can also find them on Facebook, and they will come play your party. All right. We are about to get off the air. We will be right back here Friday, 3 o'clock, for once again the fastest 30 minutes of sports talk radio. Don't forget, Monday we're going to an hour, so you got between now and Sunday night to let us know what time you want to hear the Greg Squirrel Show. So we are out of here. Dave Grayson, you behave, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, we are out of here. We're going to go watch Jimmy Fallon. So, once again, Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we will talk to you Friday, 3 p.m. Be there.